With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The war in Ukraine may have just taken an even more ominous, potentially deadly turn.
Ukraine has said that Russia has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile overnight, targeting Dnipro City in the central east of the country, the first time Moscow has used such a missile in the war. It wasn't clear exactly what type of missile was fired, but Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement on Telegram that it was launched from Russia's Astrakhan region. The development comes as the war has taken on a growing international dimension, with the arrival of North Korean troops to help Russia on the battlefield. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Biden administration is sending another $275 million worth of military aid to Ukraine. And Russia is denouncing establishment of a U.S. ballistic missile defense complex in northern Poland, saying it heightens the nuclear threat and may be subject to attack. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump personally working to gin up support for one of his more controversial cabinet nominees, Attorney General candidate Matt Gaetz.
Trump is reportedly calling Republican senators to discuss Gaetz and ask for their support. At least three Senate Republicans, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, John Cornyn of Texas, and Susan Collins of Maine, have publicly expressed concern about the nomination and have not said if they would confirm him. With the Senate likely having a three-seat Republican majority, Trump would need them on board. Gaetz has also been calling Senate Republicans. Five Republican senators told the Washington Examiner that they have received a call from Gaetz since being nominated last week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and Hamas officials, accusing them of war crimes and crimes against humanity. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 175 points. NASDAQ futures 43 points higher. S&P futures up 18. This is SRN News. A warning to churches from the ATF.
The Boston Bureau of that agency is urging houses of worship in Massachusetts and Rhode Island to beef up their security after several attacks. Churches in Franklin, Kingston, and Woonsocket have been the target of arsonists recently, and the ATF fears there will be more incidents. The Bureau says congregations should install security cameras, keep in close contact with local law enforcement, and consider organizing regular patrols of their church neighborhood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule, a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. The gag rule has been imposed by all Republican presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off not only from family planning money, but from broader U.S. global health assistance. This is SRN News. No parole for a South Carolina woman who killed her two young sons years ago.
The board's unanimous decision came at the first parole hearing for 53-year-old Susan Smith, who killed her children in 1994 by rolling her car into a lake while her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons were strapped in their car seats. Smith made her case by a video link from prison, saying she was very sorry and referring to her Christian faith.
God is a big part of my life, and I know he has forgiven me.
Smith will continue serving a life sentence. She is eligible for parole every 2 years now that she has spent 30 years behind bars. Smith was sentenced to life in prison after a jury convicted her of murder. I'm Mike Hempen.
Life without parole is the sentence for a Venezuelan national, Jose Ibarra, who murdered 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. More details at SRNNews.com.